Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Cam in Rochester, New York.
Hi, I'm Cam from Rochester, New York. How does the clouds get rain in them?
Thank you, Cam. How does rain get into clouds? Allie, this is not something I feel incredibly comfortable answering.
So I don't think I know anything about how rain gets in the clouds either. So I thought we could talk to an expert. So today we have a guest on the show who is a science teacher, Julio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Julio.
So Julio, what do you do?
Well, I'm a science teacher in Oakland, California, and I teach seventh grade science at the school Life Academy.
How long have you been teaching science?
I've been teaching science for 6 years now at the same school, and I teach seventh grade, specifically chemistry, earth history, and ecology.
Vocab check. What are all of those things?
Chemistry is the study of how the world is made up of tiny little atoms. And earth history is the study of earth and how land is constantly changing. Ecology is the study of environments such as forests, rivers, cities, and different environments that rely on each other to survive.
And I always feel, Allie, as an elementary school teacher, that we're kind of the jack of all trades, that we don't have a specialization in any one thing. We kind of have to do everything, but we never dive deep into just one thing. And so it's really great that we have somebody else on the show today to help answer this question for us and give Cam a better answer than what we can give. And like Cam did, we went and asked somebody too. And this isn't something you just started doing 6 years ago, that these are things that you have always enjoyed looking into and learning more about.
I've always been fascinated with all of the wonders in the world, like how does a tree give us oxygen? Or how come we have water on our face when we run and do other physical activities?
So I'm glad that we have an expert. So thank you, Julio, for coming. So going back to the question, how does rain get in the clouds?
That's a great question. Shout out to you, Cam. Appreciate you already thinking like a seventh grader. So water is an important part of our water cycle, and rain is made up of water. What you are describing, Cam, is the second part of that water cycle. The first part of the water cycle is when the sun rays makes contact with bodies of water like lakes, oceans, rivers, and that heat makes water turn into a gas. The gas is a mixture of water, tiny, tiny, tiny little water, and air, and we call that water vapor. Have you ever seen water boiling in a pot? Well, when the water gets hot enough, it turns into water vapor. And if you open the lid, you see steam rising from the pot. That is a similar process in the water cycle. When lakes or oceans get warm, the water vapor rises to our sky.
What I'm hearing is the sun is heating up water that's on the surface. Cam, I know you live in New York, so maybe it's the Finger Lakes or maybe it's Lake Ontario. And then steam is the water evaporating a little bit and going up because warm air rises? Am I following correctly?
That is correct.
All right.
Vocab check. What is evaporation?
I'm going to let Julio answer.
Great question. Evaporation is when water is heated and turns into gas.
So that gas is now rising up into the sky. Is that what forms the cloud, or does that gas go into a cloud that's already there?
So no, it's not already there. Water vapor has water and gas. It's a mixture of both. As it rises, that cloud is starting to form because the water from the water vapor is combining with other small water drops. That cloud is now a mixture of air, water, there's even dust and some smoke in the sky. So when you see a cloud, it's a mixture of all of those tiny little things. So now we're in part two of the water cycle, and that's called condensation. That's where the water is starting to come together and create water droplets. Fun fact, a cloud can be as heavy as an elephant.
So if I go outside and I see clouds up in the sky with water droplets in them, how do they come down or how do they come out of the clouds?
Now we're in the third part of the water cycle, precipitation. Precipitation happens when those water droplets get so heavy that they fall out of the cloud. And when it falls out of the cloud, the water goes back to our lakes, goes back to our rivers, and even goes underground and back to the ocean.
So, Allie, we're learning as well. And if I kind of was to summarize Julio's answer, I would say this, the CAM, how the rain gets into the clouds, that there is three steps: evaporation, condensation, precipitation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So the water is going to evaporate from our lakes or puddles, and it is going to turn into gas. It's going to go up into the sky where it combines with other things and forms a cloud. And inside this cloud, there's water droplets, and this is condensation. And then they get so heavy that they fall to the ground and get me all wet. And that's precipitation.
That's right.
I feel like I learned a lot, Julio, from this episode. I should be able to now explain to my fourth graders the steps of a water cycle. So thank you.
That's what's up. I'm happy you were able to learn, and I'm really happy I got to explain.
So thank you, Julio, for coming. If we have another science question, we know who to ask now. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm down. Mr. Julio's always down to teach science.
Thanks to CAM in Rochester for their question. If you'd like to submit your own You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there.
Vocab check. What are all of those things? I have literally no idea what you just said, like all three of those things.